The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and hires about 65% of our people. The annual SME Day event is the largest public sector event targeted at SMEs. This year's event program includes bringing together technology and solution providers from the public and private sectors so that SMEs can learn how to better harness technology and R&D solutions to achieve business growth and sustainability. Joining us from the SME sector is Mei Yap, who is CEO and Managing Director, LHT Holdings Limited. And from A-Star is Professor Tan Tzu Wee, Executive Director there, Science and Engineering Research Council as well. Guys, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Professor Tan, let's start with you. What's the impetus for such events? This is the third edition of SME Day.
Well, the SME continue to play a crucial role to Singapore's economy. As you mentioned earlier, in fact, if you think about it, almost 99% of the
companies here
belong to enterprises, and they provide jobs for more than 70% of the workforce. However, in today's climate, we are starting to experience disruption facing various industries due to digitization, technology advancement, and even sustainability. And for many of our companies, we need to help them overcome these challenges and also be able to compete effectively using technology innovations and also help them in new business models as well. So for doing this, since the last 3 years ago, together with ESG, we helped to create a national platform to promote the ability for public-private partnership to come together. And more importantly, to also allow successful companies that have been able to embrace and change and be able to grow very successfully to be able to
share their story.
That's right.
Yeah. Helps people out when they hear a real-life example.
That's why the theme for this year is really about rethink, retool, and redefine.
How did that come about?
I think this is also part of the way we think about the virtuous cycle of learn, develop, adapt, and promote. And this is, I think, something we want to continue to do again and again.
We're also looking at theories that have come out where you have to unlearn certain things and relearn certain things and re-educate, so to speak. And that's probably why the theme came about as well, right?
That's right.
Let's talk to May a bit. You are the CEO and Managing Director of LHT Holdings. Were these some of the challenges you faced that Professor Tan talked about? The disruption, the technology, the digitalization that you felt you needed to embrace in order to survive?
Yes, that's why we have SimTech relationship since last 10 years, more than 10 years, I think. Particularly for SME, we have limited resources and often lack of capacity to set up a large-scale R&D teams. Many also do not have time or ability to provide upskilling training for our worker. However, R&D and innovation, as well as worker training in digitalization, that a new technology that are crucial for our SME to survive and compete is effectively in today this disrupted economy. Example, these SME days, they are very important to SME. They do not need to reinvent another view. They actually can direct take shortcut to really tap on learning from all the exhibition and all the conference that all these companies sharing experience. Then solution that they can adopt of their businesses and the different government scheme they can turn to for assistance. It is also good the opportunity for our networking with all the SME to explore collaboration and partnership with opportunity. That's a key that I believe our SME need to come forward and listen our experiences. And that, of course, that will be a sweet, sour, bitter, you know, that experience. Not everything goes so smooth.
Of course, yeah. Tell us more about your experience. We'd like to know how you made it a success story. The challenges you faced, you talked about earlier. Obviously, there's lack of financial muscle. There's no time, like you said, to train your people to adopt tech. How did you do it over at LHT Holdings?
That actually come naturally. There is one state nominate our staff to this precision conference. So we realized that we need all this technology to really get our business growing. Because in LHT, since 1990, since 1977, we already set up company. All the while, we are making money. Except later, we bring in some technology that is
to make more money.
To make more money, yet not like what we think so smooth that we don't really make money. In fact, all the while for this 40-year business, we in 2002, we start losing money because we bring in technology that is from Germany, year 1999 to set up a company. To set up an automation for doing this recycling timber.
Yeah.
So we realized that we short of manpower, sort of talented people, engineering skilled people to really manage this production. So at the moment, we have piled up plenty of inventory that will really kill our cash flow. So basically, the machine also losing there is a high depreciation chip in that make our business loss.
Oh dear.
And many instances that we think that we really need to push forward that get our product, get it read from the market. That's why we think that we really need to send our staff to train and really bring new idea in to adapt to our business and accept change to make the money. You know?
Yeah. Professor Tan, that's why these kinds of events are so important, isn't it? You can't just adopt tech for the sake of adopting tech and automate for the sake of automating. It's got to be a solution that's suitable for your business. Talk to us what we can expect from the event this year.
So on the day itself, there will be plenary sessions from key speakers. What is more important is actually the platform allows not just ASTAR community, but also the companies, the trade association and chambers, as well as other public sector participants, even from the polytechnics are also involved. And also we think that this is a whole learning journey for Singapore, because we have to also understand that the world is changing around us. And there were a lot of ways in which in the past we tend to do things ourselves. But going forward, in fact, since 2 years ago, ASTAR led really on the Future of Manufacturing Initiative. This is really trying to promote Industry 4.0, where you can start to use data, use IoT to get more data for you to plant and also improve your efficiency. I think we are quite happy that Amy's group was one of the leading ones that came forward and participated with our Model Factory Initiative at Simtech. And to date, we have over 1,100 companies have come through and adopted about 65% of this. We also have the scheme by which is very typically common for research community to have state-of-the-art equipment. And we have started to open up access like Uberization, so what you call tech access for this. And about close to 80 companies have booked almost 600 man days of booking access. So this is together with, of course, the ready-to-go technology that we've done. But at the end of the day, is really a journey that involves the company and their leadership who is prepared to walk the journey, because this is not a one project and then you finish it and that's it.
Yes, of course.
You have to reiterate, test it out, come back, redefine. And this is something we do constantly with many companies over the last 10 years. And this involves even also seconding our staff to help them to develop this internally as well. And there is ESG support to provide the funding for many of the SMEs.
Over at LHT Holdings, mate, what sort of advice you can give to other companies who perhaps are not so far into their digitalization journey? What kind of lessons did you learn, and what would you tell other companies who may be, you know, in the same position you were but are afraid to take that first step?
My advice to SME, I should say, we should have open-minded that willing to actually share with a researcher or professional with a proper guidance, that you no need to really go through too long journey.
By yourself, right? There's no need.
But it's very cost intensive, especially
of course,
in Singapore. So I would suggest they should actually come forward and tell our researcher what they really expect from institution like Simtech, you know. Then what actually you really face a challenge that you one institution like Simtech what can share, you know.
I like to believe, though, Professor Tan, that we're at the stage where people understand that they need to digitalize. Business owners do. What then is the biggest hindrance to them at this point? It can't be that I don't know where to go for help and there is no help out there.
I think a lot of it goes to the fact that it's about the cost. And what's the return on investment? But more importantly, I think we have seen, not just in Amy's case, but many other companies, you don't have to think about a big bang approach. You can actually move in baby steps. And you can do some of this by using technology, even getting data to improve your process as a start. And you, with that, you improve your productivity and process. And then with that, if you do have opportunity as results, there are also ways in which as you are expanding or you're going to have new premises, then you also take that opportunity to design the workflow as well as the equipment that's necessary as well. I think many of these schemes is easily available. All we have to do is Google SME A-Star and everything is there. And I think we also have a group of our staff who's always prepared to work with us, work with the companies, not just directly, but also through our trade association chamber partners to help increase the reach to the community as well.
LHC Holdings will be taking part in the plenary session. May, what will you be sharing with everybody over at SME Day?
On that day, I will be sharing more about how LHC leverage R&D and innovation with the help of A-Star and Enterprise Singapore to rethink our business model and move into a new high-value growth sector that is going from our traditional timber trading business to product ownership. We also hopefully that it will be inspired other SME in the Orient that to do the maybe to do the same like what LHT doing now. This what will be a sharing. There will be more on technology innovation and so called how to adapt the innovation. Of course, in everything that we develop, we don't think everything will making money. But yet, it can really make our company sustain on this business model.
You still got to try, right?
Try and error, that is a key. But of course, in our team member inside our company, we do some evaluation before from scoping all the way up to execution. So if thought about we value 70-30, can successful or not? If can success, of course we go through.
Oh, sounds good.
If thought 30 to 70, then I, of
maybe
course
not.
Need to hold on. Because our trade is so different. Different kind of trade have different type of thing that we need to so-called design and do innovation.
That's why it's important to get advice and help, and SME Day would be a great place to do it, right, Professor Tan?
Yeah, it's really learning among your peers, having your peers to encourage each other. But I think this is really to also demonstrate that the can-do spirit. And I think for us in Singapore, we are working as a whole nation to do this. And I think we do see that even in Amy's case, her business have expanded. In fact, half of business is export. And because of the fact that she has a very good core and the engineering capabilities is scaled up over the time, it allows her to expand herself overseas.
You can check them out at smeday.com.sg, or if you want to register to take part, smeday.com.sg, that is smeday.com.sg. A big thank you to Professor Tan Tze Wee, Executive Director, Science and Engineering Research Council as well at A-Star. Also Mei Yap, who is CEO and Managing Director of LHT Holdings Limited. Guys, thank you so much.
Good thank you back. Very much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.